AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Norm, are you ready for the show? Say hell yeah! I need everybody to go on YouTube, subscribe to the 85 South Show, all social media. Make sure you follow the 85 South Show. You know what you're witnessing tonight? Do you know what you're witnessing tonight? This is the next Kings of Comedy! Norm, stand up! I need everybody up! Stand up, Norm! Stand up, Norm! They need to know you're ready. Stand up, dude. Uptown, I need y'all up. Uptown, I need y'all to stand up. Come on, Durham, uptown. There you go. I need y'all to stand up. The first member of the 85 South Show. You seen this man on Wildin' Out. You seen this man touring all over the country. He's out of Washington, D.C. You can see his Nike commercial all over the country. Give it up for Chico B! Hell yeah! The next member of the 85 South Show, he's out of the west side of Atlanta. You seen this man on MTV Wildin' Out. You seen him as the host on MTV TRL. You seen him in the movie Almost Christmas. And you can see him in theaters right now. In the movie, I got to hook up too for Master P. Durham! We got DC Young Fly in the house! Durham, I'm gonna need that energy. The next member of the 85 South Show, he needs no introduction. But I'm gonna give him one anyway. He's out of Atlanta by way of Mississippi. He is the creator of Black Man Don't Cheat. Where my single ladies at? Ladies, he is the coldest in the game right now. Y'all make some noise. We got Carlos Miller in the building tonight. If y'all ready to get the show started, say hell yeah. Everybody, get your phones out. Take your phones out. You gotta show somebody this. I'm gonna need y'all to get as loud as you can, y'all. Tonight is gonna be amazing. Do them. Start clapping right the fuck down. Start clapping right now. Make as much noise as you can. This is the 85 South Show!
Up top on the third row. I go up
you want, what you want.
Oh,
turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up.
Hey, 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 hey,
turn up,
hey,
turn up,
turn up,
turn up.
Durham, how y'all feel tonight, Durham? Y'all feeling good?
Yeah.
Now, we need more energy than that. How y'all feeling, Ford City?
Oh!
Ooh.
I like it. Sit y'all ass down. Sit y'all cool ass down.
Chico.
Yeah.
You got to look at your lady finger wave, bro.
Okay, hold on. Here I come. Here I come. I'm coming.
This shit look like corner holder.
I got to see it.
Let me see that shit.
She put a whole bunch of change.
Let me see that shit.
Put a whole bunch of change in her head. It's a whole bunch of...
Hey. Them ain't finger waves. That's what you hold your keys on right there. She got a bunch of keys. Good keys.
She got a quarter collect on her head. Oh, Lord.
I ain't
never seen no shit like that before.
You ain't never seen no shit like that.
No, she invented that style, her damn self.
What's that? A whole bunch of change in her head.
Big man fucking with it. Big man in that seat, like, nigga, they should have got another seat for me, nigga. This shit.
Ooh. Ooh, I'll lick your whole arm right now. I'll lick your whole arm.
You better not. You better not.
Ooh.
Get your ass up.
Hey, Carlos, you know this nigga a gangster. He got on Frankie Beverly and May's Essence Festival shorts.
This nigga got on a wave cap with no hair. Stupid ass. That nigga got dandruff.
Oh, let the lady deliver the popcorn. There we go. Who wheelchair is this? The nigga left it? Oh, that's your wheelchair. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my bad. I thought the nigga left their wheelchair. I was about to say shit. Well, fuck it.
Leave that shit alone.
Oh, my boy. Oh, he gone. Roll his ass down. Go, 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 nigga, go! You gotta be like a bobsled. You gotta push.
Nigga, if I let your ass go, you gonna crash into the stage.
Your ass better stop playing.
How you going reverse?
You gotta back up with your hands, stupid ass nigga.
Nigga, this is an incline. This gonna require a real push.
Hey, nigga, looking for the instructions. Hey. How you going reverse?
Remember on Players Club when they was rolling that nigga in the shooting club? Do something to make me feel better.
And we all up in this bitch.
Stupid.
Real gang. Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. Hey, wheelchair nigga, you don't want no smoke. What you want to do?
Oh.
You don't want no dance battle in the wheelchair. What you
Y'all nigga, race. Race. Oh. Beat it. All right, come on. Come on. I
Chico,
got it.
That nigga can't pop a wheelie, though. That nigga can't pop a wheelie, though.
Hold up, nigga. If you fall, that's on you. You ready? Here we go. Pop a wheelie.
That nigga must be heavy up top.
Turn up on your ass. Don't let him whoop you, nigga. Go. Dance, nigga. I got your heart.
That nigga don't want no smoke, Chico. Let's push on. Let's push on.
My guy. It's your pop. It's your pop on.
We in this bitch. You ain't never seen no nigga steal a wheelchair before. What's up, boy? If you don't get your smart guy looking ass out of here, who the hell you in here with?
That nigga 9.
12, boy.
That nigga look like Spike Lee. That
nigga. Boy, you look like you supposed to be on Grownish. Get your ass out of here, boy. This nigga know all the chemistry. Hey, what's up? We on the roll in this bitch. We on the roll in this bitch.
Say what?
Hey, I'm on the roll in this bitch. I'm on the roll in this bitch.
Watch this goddamn spin.
Watch the spin. Ooh.
What's up, nigga? Ah,
up top. Up top.
Let that nigga roll back. Let that nigga roll back.
Say, Chico, get your roll on. Chico, get your roll on.
Yo, that better stop playing. She got racing ties. She got
Chico, hold up. Stop the music. Stop the music.
Yo, oh, wait,
stop the music.
Time out.
You done brought the baby in here.
You got the baby in here.
You got the goddamn baby in here. She in here breastfeeding, and the nigga smiling too. We had a little goof ass. We had a little snag of tooth ass. What's up, little baby? Look.
He in here breastfeeding and some more things.
Excuse me, excuse me.
You talking about that mind,
dog? Excuse me, 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 excuse me.
Scoop. I need help. Code 9.
What happened?
Emergency.
What happened?
This ass is sucking me under.
What happened?
I need help.
What happened?
This ass is sucking me in.
Oh, God. That's your mama? Oh, man. Young boy. What? How you doing? You ain't know your mama. That's how you got
here. That's a lot of ass, ma'am.
Look at this. That is ass.
I smell like booty.
Well, you can put a hat on that ass.
That is a lot of ass.
What's up? We live. I'm a DJ.
She got to get in the bed head first.
That's her son right there. That's her son.
That's her son. That boy going to grow up and work at Target.
You good? You ain't never seen your mama throw it back like that, have you? Yeah, welcome to the 85 South Show, man. We fuck mama.
Look at mama Kate with that school bus driver ass.
Y'all too goddamn freaky up in Bull City. Bull City, freaky as hell. I ain't know y'all this goddamn freaky.
We got Bob Marley in here.
What's up, Bob Marley?
What up, brother?
Well, let me leave your mama alone before I be over your house playing Madden with you tomorrow morning.
Ooh.
What's up, G? How you doing?
She let all the kids smoke with
you. I fuck with you, but your dreads, man, let that shit go.
Them ain't even dreads. Yeah. Them twists, they gonna unravel in the morning. Ugly.
Boy, them shit's short in a bit.
You need rubber bands on them stupid ass motherfuckers.
That nigga got a head full of unwrapped Hershey Kisses in this shit. What's up, bud?
Loving these shit just rubbing.
What's up? Huh?
Oh,
y'all watch
shit.
Us all the time? What's up? Y'all going together?
All the time. Y'all ain't got cable, but you got Wi-Fi.
They married.
Y'all married? How long? Since October. He said a year. Since October. That's not a year. That's a couple months.
They lying.
Nigga, you been married about 7 months, stupid ass.
You talking about a year. Why you moving fast and fun?
Yeah.
Hey, third row, I wish I could come up there, but I wouldn't get up there till Sunday. Y'all a little further up. I would come fuck with y'all, but this theater too old.
I don't even know how to get to the third row. I don't even know how to get to the third.
Your titties popping out,
man. I don't know. You probably gotta take the stairs of the elevator. You probably gotta take the stairs of the
elevator. My boy Big.
Sing that shit, bro.
Oh, my boy Big. Big, what's your name, Big?
Corey
got his bill on his belly.
Corey.
What you do for a living, Corey?
Working IT.
You work well?
In IT?
That nigga said he work at IT. What you do?
What's IT? Like technical shit?
Yeah.
So you sit down all day?
No.
Much love to all the ladies who ain't got on no panties tonight.
Be careful, this Carolina Theater old. Your pussy gonna catch a goddamn sinus infection if you touch these chairs.
So goddamn.
Look at the people up there. Y'all can't even see the show.
What's up to my nigga standing up right there with the peach shirt on?
Your number 256.
What's up, bro?
Boy, look like you got four titties under your shirt.
That nigga got exactly four titties. What's wrong with that nigga?
You got two titties on your stomach. You must be from the fifth element.
That nigga got titties like a pit bull.
We got the KFC man back here. Listen.
Oh, the Colonel.
How long you been up here? How long you been ushering? 3 years? 3 years? Is this as many niggas you seen in this building? That nigga in the back, he like, fuck that. Do not put me in the front. Put me in the back. If anything was to pop out, I'm out of here, buddy. I will not.
Be saving nobody life. Ooh, he got three little wrinkles. Boy got a coochie back there. That boy can't sit around no sex offender.
Bull City, how y'all feel, man? Welcome to the 85 South Show.
What's
man?
Up, Bull City? That's what we like to see. You know we gotta come out there and fuck with everybody. White dude right in the front. What's going on? Who you in here with? That's your girl?
That's your wife? She got that Pocahontas vest on. Yeah, Sean, yeah. Bitch. Sean, get up. Sean.
That shit
Sean.
Is nice. Dude, let him see that shit.
Look at that, boy. You dress like you in Houdini. I used to do downtown.
That's cool.
He a barber. He got clippers on it.
Yeah. Houdini is the freaks come out at night.
You a barber? He ain't got no customers. You want to cut? Okay.
That nigga look like John B. Don't listen to what people say. They don't know about
what?
About you and me.
Yeah, that bubble coat.
You stupid in here. Where you meet her at, bro? You meet your wife.
At the barbershop. She got a little fade right here.
Where?
That was before she grew
the hair. For real? Y'all swipe right on each other.
What the hell y'all met at? Where y'all meet?
Online.
Online?
Like social media or one of the dating sites?
A white boy chained before a nigga.
Oh, for real?
Years ago.
Years ago.
They probably met on Black Planet. You wasn't supposed to be on that motherfucker. You cheating. You're like, I'm going to get a Black Planet page because these white girls are just assholes. So.
Who paid for the ticket? Who paid for the ticket?
He did. Of course.
It's his Father's Day gift. Damn, that's how hard it is to be a father. You don't get your gift till July.
Yeah,
like, bitch, you late. Daddy. You is late, bitch. You is late.
Because you imagine if he tried to give you your Mother's Day gift in motherfucking July, you gave what to him? Some more pussy that he had before? Yeah. That's how I look at the ladies like, that's good enough of a gift. No, the fuck it ain't. I can't come in on Mother's Day with just some dick. You gonna be like, well, where's the rest of it?
What?
Y'all in them little bit ass seats, y'all got stews.
Okay, look at
that. They
like
can't even fart.
Goddamn. Def Jam booths.
That shit look like a roller coaster.
I like Bull City.
What's up with timeout? Timeout, Lowe's. I don't know if you have. Dunk! Boy, you know if we in the Bull City, we got people that done bought their babies, their sons. Fuck that. I don't give a fuck.
Nigga,
you're
it's a lady.
Hold up.
It's a lady
out.
Over there breastfeeding. Fuck you, talking
I
want to
know how she snuck past security with the baby. They must thought it was her titties.
Nah, you know what? She had the baby in one of them big bags like y'all sneak snacks in the movies. It's yes, don't go in my bag.
She had the baby in a fanny pack.
I think he's gonna get up and start crying.
Nah, he ain't gonna cry.
He got goddamn people!
He's sucking a titty watching a portable DVD player. Under a blanket. He got
his headphones on and everything. That nigga don't hear nothing we saying right now. You know what he hear right now? Bubble bees. Bubble bees. He don't hear nothing.
That shit gangster. Salute. We don't give a damn.
Shout out to all the niggas that just got out of prison. This your first summer free.
Literally, like, you been out for 2 weeks, bitch. You got 2 boxes.
We know y'all in here.
2 boxes and 1 pair of socks. Thank you for that. You got a rash right here.
He don't know he out yet. Still washing the bitches in the bathroom sink, hanging them up.
You can stop eating noodles too, nigga. You home, all right?
No.
Let me put you a spread together, brother. Give me the noodles, some Cheetos, some cheese.
I just
ain't
nobody
eating that
noodles,
shit, nigga. We are free. I'm not about to eat a spread.
I gotta get one more shout out.
Noodles come in handy though.
Shout out to all the ladies that broke up with a nigga, but he ain't moved out yet.
Oh my God.
Still in that bitch. Laying down right now. You
that nigga at the house right now. Your mama thinks she could just stay out all goddamn night. I ain't even told her I was babysitting. Man, bring me that other control out your room.
My mama said you're not supposed to be here.
Hey, that's the classic way a nigga who don't pay no bills be laying on the couch. This nigga be laying up.
That nigga ain't got nowhere to go. He relaxed in a motherfucker.
He want to leave.
He want to leave. Nigga, every money time, fucked up.
Can't do it. Every time he go to the door, he realize he ain't got no car. Shit.
Yep.
Got a play this nigga game again.
It's a lot of niggas out here fucking for shelter. Salute to all of y'all. She ain't figured it out yet. But
I couldn't be them niggas, bro. They are one argument away from being homeless.
Yep.
They gotta agree with the bitch every time. I keep fucking up. You right.
She get to talking to you like a little boy. I know it ain't no dishes in the motherfucking sink. I got it.
You right. You right.
It's some real ass ladies out here who fuck with broke niggas, who let a nigga take you on a date with your money.
Ah! I got you, baby. I got you.
That nigga paid for that food with that $80 you gave him this morning.
At least he tried, though. He tried.
It ain't even his money. It's actually change. It's change from a bill he was supposed to pay. She don't know he ain't paid it yet.
Whose energy gray hits you with that paper?
She laughing too hard. She done been through this shit.
Is that your son with you right there sitting in the booth? God damn.
Nigga, we are positive black role models. We got.
You know what? We need to start a daycare in this bitch. That's what we need.
Right. The 85 South Show daycare.
Got a whole class full of kids. Yep. Sure live.
What'll be your first lesson you would teach your daycare, DC?
How old you is?
You 13.
Why you a kid?
You get your young ass the fuck out of here.
Bum on your ass, boy. Fuck wrong with you. Look head ass, boy. Your ass, boy. What? You want some pussy bad ahead, but you scared to show your dick ugly ass, boy. I'm on your ass.
That nigga sat the fuck down. You right. You right.
That nigga said, I ain't no little kid. I'm 13. Don't get your young ass out of here, nigga. You don't
look young,
no
ass
real
nigga,
male,
13. Bro. You know you 13, nigga, still putting condoms on for fun. I put one on.
I fit it. I fit it.
I do.
I fit it.
It slipped out one time, but I fit it.
I fucked two of them up, but that third track got that bitch. Now I can't get it off.
Hey, I said that shit, but that nigga was like, but he on to something, right?
He on to something. Mama and boy, her son in here. That nigga is punishment.
Crazy. What's up, little nigga?
That's really a punishment when a black mama bring their kids to the show. Because mama right here just shook her ass on me and DC. That nigga is in trouble. What did you do? She was like, don't worry about it. You can go outside. Go ahead and play with your little friends. I got something for your ass. 85 South Show coming. I'm going to make you realize you ain't supposed to fuck up around this house. Watch this.
That wagon.
It don't even hurt right now. But soon as he get to talking small, but you was at the show shaking your ass. And so the fuck what?
Big old ass. Just ass.
Hell yeah. Big old dumb ass. That's a big dumb. You saw it. Did you see
it? Yeah, it was.
Big old stupid ass. You know that ass dropped out in the 10th grade. That's just a dumb ass. Don't even know his last name type of ass. Just stupid ass.
I feel you. You a single mother? All right, man, salute to all the single moms in the building, man. Love y'all.
Love y'all, motherfuckers.
Hey, I feel your pain.
No, fuck that. Where the daddies at? All the daddies left. Where the fuck the daddies at?
That's taking care
of your kids. Shout out to the baby daddies.
You taking care of your kids, though, nigga.
Shout out to all the real niggas who was taking care of the kids, but she put you on child support because you got a new bitch. Nigga was doing everything. Fucked around and found somebody to be with. Now you got a court date.
It's fucked up.
I feel your pain, though, little man. I was raised by a single mama. Look, mama, real quick, just a piece of advice to help your son's life go a little bit better. When you let them niggas come over there that you fucking with, make them be friends with them before you let them fuck, man. That's very important. Them niggas used to come fuck my mama and walk right past me. Every time, nigga. Every time. My mama did. That's my oldest boy right there. What's up, little man? Where we at? Downstairs? Then they go downstairs. I hear motherfucking Keep Sweat playing. I'm like, oh my God. Make it last forever. No, but make it hurry up, nigga. Get this nigga the fuck out the house.
Yeah, and
what'd you hold time out? Exactly, I know. Look at my man. Stop fucking. Hey, make them niggas bring him some Jordan shoe strings or something to the house.
Hey, when he walk around the house and hit draw, go in the room and steal some money out of his pants. Huh?
Oh, he just gave him a PlayStation.
That boy got some pussy for a PlayStation. That's fucked up.
Hey, little dude, the next time somebody come over there, just walk up to him and be like, hey, bro, you ain't gonna be over here fucking my mom.
Right.
Unless you got some games.
No disrespect, though, little man. As a man that was raised by a single mama, if your mama got a nigga to give you a PlayStation, that pussy is superb. You blessed.
Hold up, what kind of PlayStation? Is it a new one or a refurbished one?
It's a PS4. That pussy is
refurbished. Bro, can you imagine getting some pussy so good that you at Walmart like, I'm going to get that boy PlayStation.
That pussy gripping,
but hold
boy.
Up, though. What kind of PlayStation is it? Is it new or refurbished?
PlayStation 3.
That pussy is trash. That pussy is trash. That nigga was in there like, oh, give me the cheapest shit you got.
I got to go over there with something.
Give me something. Just give me a Nintendo.
I got to go over there with something.
The nigga just want to be in front of a TV. Give me something.
This nigga can't even play new games.
Bro, that's so fucked up. I'm mad as fuck. So when I fuck your mama, I'm going to get you a PlayStation 4.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
When I fuck your mama.
And the crazy part about it, she got up like that pussy was good.
Turn that off. Stop. Don't even contribute to that.
We was about to get into it. But nah, that for real.
Fuck it. Hit it.
When I fuck your mama. You gonna get a new
pussy. When I fuck your mama.
Look at all the niggas.
How many games you want?
All the niggas that's gonna fuck.
How many controllers you want?
All of the niggas that's gonna fuck.
How many games you want?
All of the niggas that's gonna fuck.
How many controllers you want?
Hey,
when I fuck your mama.
Put it on.
When I fuck your mama.
That's a hit.
Lunchables.
How many games you want?
Lunchables.
How many controllers you want?
Capri Sun.
How many games you want?
Real cereal.
I'm in control of you all.
Okay, quit.
When I fuck your mama.
Team Jordan.
I'm Team talking Jordan. About that hairy pussy.
Yeah.
Stop. That's enough. Matter of fact, stop. Like game stop. Okay.
Good job.
Shit.
That little boy, listen, when the baby grow up, he ain't gonna even know he was a part of this shit. Boy, he gonna be somewhere watching YouTube. And you gonna be like, oh, what's this? The 85 South Show. People talk about when I fuck your mama.
Yeah.
When I fuck your mama.
Yeah.
What'd I tell you?
Yeah.
Just a little move I like to call. I'm about to come.
Now that baby know exactly what's going on. You see he done switched titties. You see that? Mm-hmm. That nigga looked up at the show and went to the other titty. This is bullshit.
Well, there's no more milk in this one, mommy.
Boy, that shit crazy.
She got up like she did.
He got a PlayStation
3.
He can't even play the new game. This nigga ain't playing Crash Bandicoot. You like, man. That shit ain't even new, my nigga.
Man,
he thinking he done put you on to some new shit. Hey, man, you want to play Game Day 98? No.
Nigga playing Donkey Kong, nigga.
Got him in there with one controller. That's fucked up.
And the bitch got a cord on it, so he can't even walk away from the game. Hold up, pause.
Snatch the whole goddamn TV down.
It's all good, bro. Go crazy with your PS3.
Yeah. There you go.
Hold on, you got two controllers and you play Madden?
What, and you know what that nigga did. That nigga went to GameStop and got that. Yeah, let me get that used PS3 with both controllers and two games. How much is that going to be? $38?
He got the refurbished.
$38. That made a good deal.
Fuck that, man. You deserve better than that, bro. We're going to see about it.
We're going to have to get you a regular PlayStation.
We got to get you a PlayStation.
You know what? I'm going to get you something better than a PS4.
Hey, what's up, man? People have been asking me, what is the website that I can go to make bets online? And I'm telling you, it's MyBookie. Yeah, that's MyBookie. That's the site to hit. I'm telling you, bro. Post the link so they can know where to go to. They have live in-game betting, and they will match your first deposit 100% up to $1,000. Flip your money right out the gate. And for all you fantasy players, listen. You can even bet the over-under on how many points your fantasy player will score. Come on now, get in the game. Use our promo code 85SOUTH and get your first deposit match 100% up to $1,000. Tell them Carlos sent you when you get there. Promo code 85SOUTH. We'll see you guys later.
What you gonna get? A father?
He can take it on the run!
I thought she was about to say, I'm gonna get yourself better than the PS4. We'll get you a father. I'm gonna be your dad.
Get the fuck out of here, Chico.
No, I'm not gonna be your dad, my nigga. You too old already.
We
might fuck around and this nigga goddamn just swell up on a nigga at the house and you can't beat the shit out of him because he ain't your son. You going to jail for real. You fuck him up. I beat your ass, sir. Alright, come on then, little nigga. Then he fuck around and do it. Now you can't fuck with a mama or him no more. This little nigga hit hard to the motherfucker at 13.
Hell yeah.
He know how to arm wrestle real good. He walk around doing this all day. So that little part right there, real tight, real tight.
He gonna start crying before the fight starts. I'm just saying.
Yeah. That's what happened, bro. When you bring your kids to the show, ain't no telling what we might say. We treat y'all like family.
We are family.
Welcome.
These black people, and welcome. In Durham, this goddamn city so ghetto, nigga. Ain't shit they ain't never heard. This Durham, the Bull City. First time I ever met some motherfuckers from Bull City, they was running.
What that mean, Chico?
That mean Bull City.
Bull City?
Yeah, and then you think it would be the niggas, but the women do it harder than the niggas do. Look at that.
You always start shit.
Oh, you know,
we gotta do
it. What you say? Hold on, wait a minute. I love hearing gangster shit. What you say, nigga?
So goddamn hot.
Fuck, I thought, nigga. Fuck right with you, nigga.
I want to hear what he
said. What you say?
I want to hear what he said. What you say?
Everything, nigga. Fuck right with you, nigga. What did he say? He didn't say shit. He tried to whisper it. He didn't say nothing.
Hold up. What?
Nigga, your car couldn't start, stupid ass boy. That's what took us so long, boy. Your ass was trying to crank it. Glad, nigga.
And how dare you talk shit from the goddamn Groupon seats, nigga? The fuck you took you so long? That's what you need to be asking. If it ain't take you so long, you'll be down here with the regular motherfuckers. What the fuck took you so long?
They ain't even got no bathroom on that section. Ugly, boy.
You mean to tell me it's a grown-ass nigga mad because of what time the show started?
Right.
What are you making these niggas at? What the fuck took y'all so long? My feet hurt. I'm tired.
Shouldn't be wearing church shoes, stupid ass nigga.
Why y'all didn't start on time? My pussy hurt now. I could have still been in the hell playing the game.
I'm cramping this shit. I wanted to start on time.
My seat in the back. I still can't see.
What you say? Can't even hear that shit. Nigga, voice traveling.
What?
Shut up, nigga.
I'm mad.
You ain't tough. What type of nigga go to the comedy show and start some shit? Not a tough nigga. That nigga ticklish.
That nigga ticklish in weird spots. Up right here. Stupid.
Fuck around. That nigga be like, stop, stop.
No, stop. I'm just saying. Why y'all start so late, stupid ass?
He said it loud, and when we said what, he tried to quiet down. No, fuck
no,
y'all.
He ain't
what?
Even say it. Huh? His girl said it beside him. He said, fuck y'all, why y'all start so late? That was really her thought. She made him say that shit. Yep. Go ahead, now.
Well, her sag-ass titties. Nobody give a fuck. Fuck you, too. Fuck you, man.
Her titties sagging? Do they look like elbows?
Yeah, she can take her shirt off and wave her titty around her head like a helicopter.
Stop.
Peter Pablo titty having that.
Yeah,
she ain't even put no bra on. She just tucked them in her belt.
Right, you tuck out titties.
Titty tuck, tuck.
So
we just playing. No, we not. Fuck yeah.
Nah, it was taking a long time to get the other niggas out. That's what it started.
We had like 800,000 pictures, bro. We a real nigga, bro. You pay for them bitches. We gonna sit here and take a picture.
Every last picture.
We ain't gonna be like, hold up, we got another show. Hell nah, we had to take pictures with the last folks. So they're like, y'all, we gonna make sure you straight unless you got a ticket. Obviously not, so. That nigga picture blurry hell with that Android. Yep. I'm gonna just tell
them. Appreciate you coming out, though, my nigga. We wasn't goddamn. We was back there trying to get no pictures and shit, though. You know how
that shit be. We ain't bougie, bro. We ain't like we back there with our leg crossed.
Man, we ain't apologizing for that shit. This niggas in here, y'all act like y'all come on time to shit. Let you come to late, come to work late, and it ain't the supervisor that see you come in and somebody say you late. Damn, bro, what took you so long?
Man, you don't shut your motherfucking ass up, boy. You don't write shit at your goddamn job, boy. Fuck you talking about? That's why I don't fuck with y'all like that. Don't worry about what the fuck time I came to work. Nigga, I'm doing my motherfucking job. Don't say shit to me for the rest of the motherfucking day, man. I come to this motherfucker, you ain't say that shit when I stayed the fire yesterday. Goof ass nigga always but be calling me. Hey, can you come here? I ain't helping shit. Lose my motherfucking number. Since y'all want to worry about what time a motherfucker come to work, I stay 30 minutes extra every goddamn day off the motherfucking clock. Don't even come by me. Don't say shit to me. Do your shit. I'm gonna do my shit. Have a nice motherfucking day.
I just got one thing. I just want to know who the fuck he talking to.
Hey, hold on. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'll take care of this. Hey, excuse me, Mr. Miller.
Be booked up,
well, I see you're a little upset about me making a comment about you being late. But what I want you to know is this is your third write-up, so...
Motherfucker, you can't write me up. You ain't the motherfucker who write up people. You ain't the nigga that hired me. You know who my... I don't have no motherfucking boss. Frank ain't here. Assistant manager. You can't find shit. You can ask me to clock out, and guess what I'm gonna tell you? Kiss my ass. Fuck you in this job. I leave that bitch. Fuck ass, and you lucky. What? You better get your boy.
Little nigga be trying to keep their jobs.
Whole time, as soon as the supervisor come in. Mr. Mark, can I talk to you for a second?
Me?
Yeah, come here for a second.
Yeah, here they go with this book shit.
I'm not a racist or anything. I'm not a racist.
See what they're trying to do, right?
I'm not a racist. But
you started with me.
That Carlos Miller guy, he's very aggressive. Listen, when he came in, right, he came in late. He came in 45 minutes.
That motherfucking lying. I wasn't late. That motherfucking lying. That's what I'm talking about, lying. I'd have whooped your ass for lying on me and this motherfucker.
Don't do it, don't do it, Joe. Think about your family. Think about your family.
My family right there. That my little boy and my girl right there. Fuck you talking about. I brought them to work with me. Stand up right there. You lucky my little boy sleep, I slap the shit out you, boy.
Think about your family.
Listen.
Now what you were saying, sir?
He's very aggressive, and I don't want to have to call the authorities, so if you could just handle his attitude, it would be very easy
call
for me to do my job.
Call him! Call
you.
Him! Call him! I want you to call him!
Nah,
call
don't call
him!
Hey, bro!
Call him.
Hold on. See, now you about to pick me off, because don't call him, because I got weed in this motherfucker. You dig what I'm saying?
So I'm gonna need you to calm all that shit down. I'm bringing you here, but I mean you get here.
Fuck up. What the fuck wrong with that nigga? I just don't feel safe here.
You don't feel safe. You safe, bro. Ain't nobody gonna do nothing to you. We had a growth show. It ain't safe. I'll bust your motherfucking shit. I'll bust your shit. You might as well fight. I'll bust your whole shit, boy. See, I'm that type of nigga that I'm super vibing. Let y'all fight. Fuck it then. Move. Fight. Somebody gonna get knocked the fuck out. Go ahead. Cause I'm sick of this shit. Go ahead.
You know what's next after that? Oh, so y'all team. Hello, corporate. Hey, how are you guys doing? Yeah, my name is Bob. I work downstairs.
I ain't never had a job
at the CVS. Yeah, the CVS.
You never had no job?
Never.
You ain't never
had
a job?
Yes, I did. I had one
job. You parked
cars. I parked cars. They used to hate on me when I used to try to do overtime. All the time. All the time. I never understood it.
Why would they hate on you?
I don't know. I used to, because we only get 4 hours. So the overtime get extra 4. So I used to be like, excuse me. Can I get my overtime? So she let me do it one time. I come back the next day. I said, I want my overtime. She let me do it again. I come back the next day. She's like, no, sir. We got to let everybody take turns. I said, bitch, take turns. Life ain't about taking turns, bitch. I need this job. So we used to go across the street. So we started going across the street. Nigga, I just jumped back off on her and started parking cars. Fuck that. Here we go. Got my overtime.
You stole some overtime.
I stole some overtime. I stole like 8 hours.
Man, having a job is no. I used to work at Whole Foods. Whole Foods Market, where all the white people come and shop after they gentrify your neighborhood. That's where they come.
You worked at Whole Foods?
I worked at Whole Foods as a bagger. I used to bag groceries at Whole Foods. And listen, white people been spending $500 on groceries since 2000. True story. Them motherfuckers come in and buy some shit. They got some shit called 365. It's their brand, and they sell like, it's like great value, but for some reason, white people value it more than great value, so they get to charge extra money for the shit. So white people used to, I'd never forget, this white man came through and spent $600. I bagged all that shit. Then we had waters, these big cases of waters outside with 6 gallons of water in it. This nigga got 15 cases. I loaded all of them bitches into the back of his truck. He said, thanks for your help, and flicked me a quarter. Nigga, I was like, oh. This nigga,
I would have dodged that shit like a plague.
This nigga must think it's the 20s. He just gave me a fucking quarter. Nigga, after that, I was like, ooh, I'm stealing now. We about to have 365 shit at my
house.
Hold
up, so you
boy,
said
that I'm stealing so much all, of that nigga, shit out with, that truck.
Boy, I was, boy, I'm talking about real tuna, nigga. Me and my family, they ate real nice for me working at Whole Foods after that nigga gave me that quarter. Yeah, y'all got some flank steaks. I'll take two.
Man, he ended up buying all that shit.
Man, listen.
By himself?
Oh, then white people, that's what they do.
Nah, he was doing human trafficking.
What you say, baby? They chicken salad is the bomb.
What chicken salad is
you
the
fuck
bomb?
With a nigga working Whole Foods. That's what it is. Nigga, your mama nigga gave that pussy up for some chicken salad. That nigga came. That nigga
don't
came.
Don't say nothing else about
I go pay station 3 and some
he
chicken
going
salad.
Through a lot of
whatever. I went through the same thing. Niggas used to fuck with my mama. My mama was freaky. I don't give a fuck. She
I wish somebody fucked my mom. She was lonely.
That niggas is different.
For real. Listen, if you a
nobody
single if you a single mother in here, you deserve some dick from time to time. I can't believe I was a little hating ass nigga that used to stand in the way of my mama's blessings like that, being a badass little boy.
That's what you supposed to do.
Because now I know that as a grown man who fuck with single mothers, how much joy you bring to the house when you bring some good dick through there. It make the whole house better. She gonna give you some extra pizza, nigga. You can stay up, fuck around and come to the 85 South Show, nigga. Fuck your mama, right?
Can't just allow every nigga in your house. Some of them niggas stink.
Most of them niggas stink. What's your name, big man? Montana? That ain't your goddamn name. Nigga said Montana. That's your rap name. What's on your birth certificate, nigga?
They got 4 CDs in the back pocket. Yep, I got
3 of them right here.
Do you rap? Well, how you get the name Montana?
He a street nigga.
I play spades.
He got all gold teeth. You know he is not to be fucked with.
He go from neighborhood to neighborhood. We trying to run the game.
Professional card player. Montana. What's up, man?
I ain't go to the casino. Don't worry about it. I got my own dick.
Hey, what's the name of that chicken place in Durham everybody fuck with? Chicken Hut?
Turkey Hut!
Chicken
Turkey
Hut.
Ain't it Turkey Hut?
Nah, it's Chicken Hut, right?
Oh, it's one of them. It's a damn hut.
What's the best? It's another place that's ripped. Churches?
Bitch, that's Airwell with your stupid ass. It's churches, they got biscuits and like meat.
it's good.
I bet your stomach fucked up right now. You've been eating some churches.
If it's at churches, like, it's yellow. It's outside. And that, it's like a church, but it don't be like no gospel going on. Like.
Churches? You eat churches? That chicken is on Percocets. Ain't nowhere in the world you can eat no churches.
I love
that
churches.
You ever go into churches, boy, they be like, you can get a 19 piece for $3. You like, nah, I'm good on that.
I love churches.
I don't want that churches.
Churches so goddamn long. I bit a chicken leg. I couldn't even bite through the bitch. Just a bunch of grease spilled out and burnt my chin.
Like, nigga, you know that you chicken too greasy when the box wet. Soon as they give it to you, you like, you pick your chicken up, your chicken is fall through the bottom of the box. You like, I don't want this no more. It's on the counter, nigga.
Let me tell you something.
I can't believe she said fucking churches.
She said
I love churches, ma'am. I'm with you. I just hate when they try to give you them burnt ass biscuits, and you try to give them back, and they be like, what? I'm like, bitch, them biscuits look like Michael Blackson, bitch. I want some more. What you say?
Silver spoon.
Who's Silver? Oh, I don't play.
She just naming all the shit by her house now.
I got an air mattress. It stay float, too. It's... I got a king size air mattress.
That lady up there lit. She been sneaking and drinking since she got up here.
Oh, y'all. Good.
Man, this is a bonding man moment for y'all. This is, you gonna remember this forever.
This is lit, bro.
The rest of your
life. I
ain't
gonna lie. This shit is lit. She got her son with her, like, everywhere. He was with you when you got baptized, too.
Oh, you know. She be having that nigga Ashley Stewart sitting down watching her shop. You like this, baby? Yeah, they got the halter tops on sale. I think I'm going to get the other one, though.
Halter tops.
Where the ladies at? The single ladies who live by themselves. Yeah.
Somebody lying.
No single, roommates. And you're looking for somebody. You're stressful, bitch. You're stressing right now. Where you at?
They ain't in here.
They act like they ain't scared to go back home. Nobody wanna come.
Go home and put that old lady house coat on.
All her clothes on, bitch, you put on the bathroom. Depression.
Ladies, why y'all act like y'all don't be wanting to fuck as much as we do?
Oh, y'all do.
Not you, mama. We know what you on. We ain't. You are the exception.
You are fucking. We know that.
But that's the thing, ladies, let me tell you something, and this is just my opinion, but do you know you don't know shit more about a man before you let him fuck than you will after you let him fuck? Like, because he ain't showing you who he truly is until he fuck.
Right.
Look at y'all like, really? Yes, that nigga don't show you who he really is because he can't. If he told you what the truth was when you meet him, like, hey, what is your intentions with me? Trying to buy a PlayStation 3. What the fuck you think is going on? You gonna get mad and kick the nigga out. But y'all be wondering, because ladies, y'all see a man and know whether or not you would give him some pussy within the first 5 minutes of you seeing him. Not even that long. You look at his face, look at his shoes clean, teeth straight. Okay, he could get some pussy. Now we got to audition for the shit for the next 6 months.
WB.
That's what you gotta do. The
you gotta
WB
turn to the WB frog, the WB.
You gotta act like you care about all that shit. That she be hitting you with. Look at that nigga mad. He going through it right now. You done had to
that
buy
that nigga stood up. Tell me the truth.
We be knowing y'all what? Be wanting it, ladies. Y'all just got to come out your shell a little bit. You'll learn a lot. What if you wait for all that time and then you go to fuck and the nigga can't fuck? That ever happened to you? Don't you be mad? Well, let's just eliminate the bullshit. Get straight to it. Look at her. She laughing so hard. That shit must have just happened to her last night. You done waited all that, went to fucking Red Lobster 4 times. Y'all done went to see The Lion King last night. You thought it was going to finally get... Oh, he could deserve some pussy now. He took me to see Mufasa die. Then he pulled that dick out. That bitch looked like a salt and pepper shaker. And now you don't want to be with him no more. But he don't want to leave you now.
It's a lot of bad pussy on the streets. Won't nobody talk about it.
Uh-huh, because that coochie might could be stank now. That dick just ain't going to get up. Oop, nope, going back down.
You ever had some pussy that just wasn't good?
Yes.
Right. That shit was dry. God. It was just like. She like, why you keep spinning on it? I'm like, bitch, you know why.
That terrible pussy that break the condom. You like, goddamn.
Yep. Like, pow. You like, yep, that wasn't me. That was you that time. Joe up.
Ladies, niggas fake it too. Fellas, you ever had to fake it to get up out of there? Ooh, that'd be cool. You had to fake that nuts. Ah, ah, ah. All right.
I hate when you fake it, they still try to keep going. You be like, look at this bitch, this bitch. She just don't even know.
What about the ladies that can't ride dick?
Oh, God. Listen, it's really in your legs, ladies. Your legs give out after the first, you acting like you ready to do something. I'm gonna get on my feet. Ha, ha, oh shit, hold on. Wait, it's my leg. Now you in there like this. It's that shit don't feel good. What the fuck is you doing?
She ran dick like she scooting a chair.
That nigga is stupid.
That feels horrible.
It's some terrible pussy out there,
bro. It is. They be trying to make it seem like it ain't. It is. Sometimes that coochie don't even want to open. You try to stick that dick in. He be like, no! Nobody's been in here in years. Got it. You see a little hand.
Oh my God.
Chico, would you ever buy some pussy?
You say what?
Would you ever buy some pussy?
We all buy pussy. Good catch. We all buy pussy. I mean, time is money.
I'm talking about
like
cash.
No, I can't do it direct to consumer. No, I can't do it that way.
I can't take this, give me my pussy.
Bye.
Bad. I don't give a fuck. I give a fuck. Y'all niggas
are bad.
Who, me? Not now. What?
I mean, what? This is what I
what? Bad. What? Who got something to say? What?
I bad if I had to, like, if I was going to buy some, I would want to buy it from somebody who didn't normally sell it. Like,
that's
I would
want
to catch, like if she needed some money, like a bill was due. Then I do it, but I could just like go find a prostitute, not a professional.
That's not called prostitution no more, man. They don't do it like that.
No, not from a professional.
They on Instagram.
Yeah, buddy. You had to have something, but now they fucking for likes.
Motherfuckers say book me. Book you for what? Oh.
Yeah.
Got quiet here. Like got
hey, shit did get quiet. Niggas is buying the hell out of pussy
up
it.
Ladies, make some noise if you ever buy some dick.
Yes, yeah. Uh-oh.
Boy, you nobody?
Ladies,
so y'all married. Y'all just players. Y'all ain't just players. Ain't nobody.
You didn't tell me not one lady in this whole theater ever bought some dick.
Nigga acting like they just player. Nigga, I'm player.
Ladies, y'all done bought some dick. If you got that nigga riding around in your Nissan Altima all day, you paying for that dick.
I am a punk.
Mm-hmm.
They is being bougie.
What? Take your hand that freaking nigga. Look at them two niggas.
They just put a deposit down on some pussy. Walk outside and call her, make sure she's still up.
It's just because the value of pussy is always going to be higher than the value of dick.
Oh, that shit powerful, man.
It's just going to be, it's just always going to be more valuable because, you know what I mean? I don't know why, because without dick, then what would the pussy be?
They got toys, bro.
She
women got toys.
Pussy is an independent superstar. Pussy don't need no help.
I mean, pussy don't need no help, but pussy need dick.
Well, listen.
Shit, they done figured out how to make two pussies work. Right. I don't know what the fuck they do, but in some way, them two pussies get together.
They call it the scissor.
Them pussies get together, form Voltron.
I don't know them to form a bigger pussy. That's all. That's a bigger because they got toys and shit. We ain't got no toys, nigga. They done gave us some blow-up dog, dude. If you fucking one of these, motherfuckers.
You better not ever get caught with no blow-up dog. She gonna talk so bad to you, you get cold one. Oh, you a freaky, nasty ass nigga. Who the fuck in here fucking toys? Who's bad ass nigga? Ugh, you fucking a goddamn. What you witness at the carnival, nigga? Get your freaky ass out of here.
Be like, what if that bitch like go flat? It just...
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
Hey, DC. DC. then they put the air thing on the nipple. Now you in there blowing the titty.
And now it's a hole in it every time you stop blowing.
Oh shit, it went flat again. I don't even want to fuck no more after that. I'm going to sleep.
A nigga gonna figure out just enough air to put in there. Nigga done passed out trying to
we both in there laid the fuck out, DC. Dick out and everything. Oh. Then you wake up like, oh, I ain't finished.
All
right,
nigga, I'm tired now.
Me too, nigga. God damn. Oh, my God. I need an asthma pump, nigga. Boy, when you realized you was out of shape, nigga? Like, what was that moment you realized you was out of shape?
Nigga, going up some steps.
For real?
Nigga, go up 2 sets of steps. I'm like, God damn, my thigh burning.
You know when I realized I was out of shape?
When you start hurting in a bitch-ass place that you ain't never hurt it before, like right here on your hip.
Not even that.
Damn, hips is burning.
I knew I was out of shape when I had to carry that case of water in the house up the. Ooh, boy, that Deer Park, the 24 case. Ooh. I'm thinking I'm a man, nigga. I'm like, yeah, I got it.
Yes.
I done kicked that shit to the steps now.
Nigga, I realize
that shit is heavy as fuck. That's why ain't nobody water in the kitchen. That shit just be sitting on the floor somewhere.
Nigga, I realize.
Nigga, you want a water? Well, walk in the bathroom. This one right over there.
Is that the door?
No, it's before you get to the bathroom. It's in the hallway.
Shit. Let me tell you something. I realized I was old, nigga, when I ate a bag of hot flavor Cheeto puff. I knew I was good, nigga. I'm talking about 12 o'clock, nigga. I ate a bit at 12 o'clock, nigga. Went to sleep, nigga. Nigga, about 4 o'clock in the morning, I woke up like this. Hey! Before you know it, that shit already going down my leg. God damn, what the?
Oh, yeah, boy. That ice cream, every nigga in here lactose intolerant. You had that cookout milkshake, boy. It was over with for you. You had the light right before your house, nigga. Like, shit, nigga. Listening to some shit in the car. It be no pain.
And that stomach hit your ass.
That don't be number gas right there.
Yeah, but that's the shit that make your whole body lock up.
You lock up and you think it's gas, then you like, oh, I got to fart. Then you go to fart and that goddamn, oh, nope, that ain't it. Oh!
That motherfucker be ready too.
Hey, that goddamn Super Mario clock. Boy, that shit is
dangerous. I'm talking about real shit. It seems like your mind, you tear your ass. Let it go! Soon as you see the toilet, soon as your drawers, soon as your ass hit a little whiff of wind. Whoop. Ah, shit!
When you been,
I didn't even make it to the toilet. God damn.
When you already on the toilet, but you're like this. Hey, somebody come check on me.
Hey, boy, you don't sit till your ass go in the toilet. You ever had one of them? Ha! You gotta sit your ass in the toilet, that shit burns so bad. Ha!
Look at all the niggas in Durham got scared, though. That was a gunshot. They was like, oh, wait a minute.
The white folks ain't going for that. They can't wait. Sit your old ass down.
I love this shit. Bro, we got a dope ass crowd in this motherfucker.
Fucking yeah. Right.
It's the Bull City, man. They represent the Bull City everywhere you go with them. You can yell out that Bull City, they get to throwing up them horns.
What you say? Bull City, bitch, I'm a Taurus.
I love this shit, bro. We just sitting on the couch over our motherfucking people house. Look at it. Don't shit look like third lunch.
It sure do, don't it, Lo?
Third lunch, Little Hell Scene Cafeteria. We lit, bitch.
Third lunch in the only African-American school in Durham in the 50s. Nigga, that's how old this building is. This shit is old. You can smell the segregation in this motherfucker.
Take a deep this breath. Shit. You can smell it.
They still tell got you. The ropes. Mm-hmm. The block off ropes.
You walk in here, you hear, ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. Turn me round,
I'm gonna
keep on walking, keep on marching, walking up to freedom land. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round, ain't gonna let nobody turn me round. Keep on walking, marching up the freedom land.
That's how we used to walk. We used to go walk and sing right into the white folk face. I ain't gonna let nobody turn me. Bitch, we gotta turn around.
Amen. This the coldest podcast, that you just sung a whole
Negro spiritual. Don't get the credit that they deserve. Negro spirituals is some classic black song.
You know another Negro spiritual that everybody know?
What?
I pulled at the club, VIP, gas tank on E, but everybody know me.
Yeah, that's
a Negro spiritual right there.
I love that shit.
That is.
If we ever have another civil rights movement, that's what we pulling up to. Red bones, caramels, all love, stop and stare, all love, try and steal
my underwear.
Wipe it out.
It's a lot of songs that every nigga know. It's just certain songs. We were just talking about one backstage.
Right.
I wanna move. I'm going on a party ride.
Hey, come on.
And I wanna teach you. I'll teach you the electric slide.
Oh, that one. That's the old one.
That's that shit right there, man.
I love that one.
Niggas about 7 versions of
electric slide. This nigga still up there talking shit. He said, that's what took y'all so long. Y'all were doing an electric slide in the back.
You motherfucking right. Me and your auntie was right here together doing the electric slide.
That's what he gonna have to do to get down to the bottom.
Still got 3 flights of stairs to go, nigga.
Stupid ass. I bet you got a hole in your sock. Ugly, nigga.
Nigga, whole toe hanging out.
What's some other Negro spirituals?
Another Negro spiritual.
Another Negro spiritual.
What's the Negro?
I'm gonna be that.
Everybody's favorite part.
Beat the pussy up, beat the pussy up. Beat the pussy up, beat the pussy up. Beat the pussy up, beat the pussy up. Beat the pussy up, beat the pussy up.
Hey, little mama, how you doing? If you with me, turn that shit off. That's crazy.
Oh, we lit. The old people, they like, what he saying? What he saying?
Bitch, it's a whisper song, bitch.
It's a rare condition from this day.
That's a definite Negro spiritual right there.
Feeling good boom on a new back up there. Loving is distant and sad as pie.
Some people say it's either hard as
pie.
Are you another rap?
No, because he ain't really never had no beat. So I was like, okay, I ain't never, I couldn't get it.
You cold.
All I see, all I see.
Sing it, PS3. Real love is in every sea. Every day goes by. Another nigga buying you another PS3.
You stupid as hell.
That shit sound like a real fucking... Do that one more time.
Man, that shit sound like a real theme song. Oh, that's going to be our theme song.
When niggas... Everybody come in doing something different. Then the one that's slow always. Oh, shit. Oh my God.
Have you ever seen 3 niggas on a couch?
That's our sitcom.
On the next episode of Baby Daddy's on the Couch. Hey guys, Our baby mama's birthday is coming up. What are you gonna get her?
Nothing.
So typical. What are you gonna get her?
I've been looking at this PS3. I think I'm gonna get the PS3 for her. Little boy, you know, I got Crash Bandicoot, and I think he's gonna enjoy that. How about you? What you gonna get her?
I don't know, man. I mean, if you get him the PS3, it's not really much else I can do.
You done went high. You done set the bar. You done
always set the bar trying to outdo high. Us.
Because I got him a PS2.
Where'd you find that?
It's refurbished. I just found it. It was pieces, and I just put it together. So.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we should just give him the PS3 and say it from all of us.
No, I don't think she's going to accept that.
Oh, she'll accept it. You see the shit she accept.
How about we just go win? You just get the PS3, I get the game, and you get the control.
Yeah.
There it is, right there.
Oh, nigga, that's it. Yeah. Nigga, ah, oh, nigga, work at the team.
Go to commercial. And now, a word from our sponsors. Brought to you in part by Lace Front Glue. If you can't keep your lace front on, fuck with us.
Also brought to you by Waist Trainers. If you want to hide that fat, strap it tight.
Also brought to you by a fuck doll. Batteries sold separately.
You put some batteries in the fuck dog. Bro, we need a show bad as a motherfucker.
Three niggas on the couch would be a great show for us. They wouldn't let us come on TV, but we can shit. Three niggas on the couch would be dope.
That shit would be lit. Star,
what would y'all want to see three niggas on the couch talk about?
Everything.
BlueChew.com?
BlueChew.com.
Go get you some. I said BlueChew.com. Go get you some.
It make
your meat get hard.
Come on, y'all.
It make your meat get hard.
Come on, y'all.
It make your meat get hard.
That nigga like, it worked.
It make your meat get hard.
Come on, y'all.
If you want to go home and fuck your girl, hit the pill. BlueChew.com. Exactly what it is. Go get your shit. Turn it off.
Y'all still getting paid for
that? We gotta stop doing free commercials.
I was just finna say, y'all still getting paid for that shit?
Yeah, we do. They fuck with me. Yeah, I done wrote a whole jingle, nigga. They gonna put that on the official commercial.
Exactly. Whenever they make one, that's the one.
As soon as I get paid, I'm gonna be like, BlueChew.com.
Shout out to all the niggas who be taking them gas station dick pills and fucking the hell out of these women. Nigga, you gonna have a heart attack at 27. You better stop doing that shit.
Kill yourself.
Nigga that took two of them dick pills, drunk a Red Bull, wondering why you at ICU, can't feel your feet.
Nigga
dick
took
still hard and his ears ringing. You better stop taking them goddamn yellow jackets.
Them goddamn
shit.
Rhinos.
Holographic.
Then a nigga asked, let me get two Swisher Sweets. Let me get one of them rhinos. Like, what? Sir? Sorry, I thought that stunned you. What?
Hey, you ever fucked the shit out of a girl? And she like, goddamn, you must be on a pill or something. Nah, this is natural dick. No GMOs. All organic.
What's that? You on that goddamn? I took one of them motherfuckers one time, boy. Ooh, wee. That shit gonna be up. I think I took it too fast, or the caps would pop, because you know I had the little one where it popped. Mm. So, you know, they put a pop in your stomach. I think mine popped in my neck, nigga. I was.
Nigga, throat got hard.
But hey, I was down there eating her pussy, long little mama.
Them shits make
what's
your heart beat fast.
What's the longest you done ever ate some pussy?
The longest I done ever ate some pussy?
Ooh.
Long enough for me to find out she wasn't gonna give me no pussy after I ate it. But that's the longest every man that ever ate some pussy. You like, she like, just a little bit longer. You like, okay.
Don't do me like that. Ooh.
Yeah, you come up, she like I don't really know if I wanna go there with you yet. Bitch, you better go somewhere. Look at my beard. Goddamn, it look like I'm eating Krispy Kreme donuts all goddamn day.
Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. You gon' suck it, nigga. Stop playing. Wake up in your face.
Look at
what you doing? You know what time it is.
The little boy, he say, y'all stop it. We bringing back too many bad memories. That nigga came out the room with that Krispy Kreme. Like, hey, little man, where y'all keep the waters at around this motherfucker?
Oh, they in that little nigga 13, he might have been an ace of pussy himself by now.
Oh, shut your ass up like y'all wasn't.
If you don't shut your ass, I got pregnant at 15 and shut your ass up.
I'm 10. Yeah. I bet he probably fucking though. He probably ain't fucking.
He ain't fucking.
He probably
he 13, my nigga.
You getting played with, but you ain't fucking. You getting played with. Damn,
he,
I'm getting played with.
He finger fucking.
Yeah, he
enjoy fucking. That. Don't rush it, bro. Just enjoy that.
That shit lit, but come take it. Don't feel like a grown-ass man, but.
Yep.
Hey, times have changed. It might have been far-fetched a couple years ago, but these kids now, they got Snapchat, Instagram, and Facebook, and all these different ways to see titties and ass and shit that we didn't have. If we want to see titties and ass, we had to go find them.
Find it. That shit is finding us. Another titty, another ass. Coochie. I think you eat coochie early. All right.
This is the best time he's ever had in his life. He ain't never heard so many curse words come out nobody but his mama mouth in his life. Because you know she be cussing.
Look, nigga, if you fall off that goddamn balcony nigga, and fuck my career, I'm going to be mad as fuck. Sit your little bad ass back.
I'm dead.
Before you fall off that goddamn balcony.
That nigga keep laughing, talking.
Exactly. Look, hanging off the balcony and shit.
These niggas are hilarious.
He don't even know what he laughing at. That nigga,
He said, bitch.
He said coochie.
They fucking my mama. Oh.
Well, you'll lean your bad ass back before you fall off that bitch and have your mama insurance sky high.
He is bad as a motherfucker. Y'all seen that video of that little boy at the kid graduation? That nigga said, no. She said, do you need to leave? Fuck you, bitch.
I was like, you can tell he been saying it was too normal. He been calling her that.
It was at a
graduation?
It was at a elementary school, like a pre-kindergarten going to kindergarten grad. That nigga was like 2 years old. Said, no, fuck you, bitch.
Told her, shut the fuck up.
That nigga did not want to go to kindergarten. God damn. You ready to go? Bitch, I want to be a baby for life. Y'all
think
it's so stupid.
I love this. Oh, look at this goddamn. I'm still, I can't
y'all
get
y'all lit, y'all tired
bruh,
and laughing. Y'all like,
I can't get over that lady finger waves, bro. I'm still thinking.
Talking the quarters.
Hell yeah.
Look, they're like quarter places.
She got fish.
Then we had the white lady with the wheelchair who got up and got in her seat.
Yeah.
And crossed her legs. I was like, bitch, what is this wheelchair for?
That's the only reason why I took it, because I know she can let me use it for a little bit. She ain't needed it that long. Get your roll on. You get that. This is another sign that you know you're getting old when you can't stay woke long. Like, y'all motherfuckers in the crowd.
It's a nigga sitting in the back right now. I'm just gonna rest my eyes. Nah, I fuck with him. I can hear him. I'm just, man, I've been working.
A lot of y'all gonna be driving home with all the windows rolled down in the car, radio turned all the way up. Don't walk away, boy. Don't walk up. Ooh, all right. 15 more minutes. Come on. God damn.
What time it is? Is it 11:30?
Oh, shit.
Let's
it
turn
is.
Up. Cut the lights on. We gonna run these folks' light bill up. We don't give a fuck. Come on, play. We don't give a fuck. Play.
Niggas in the crowd is tied in the bitch right now.
Shout out to everybody who already drunk a little bit. You ever try to drive home drunk, but all the houses in your neighborhood look alike, you can't figure out which one yours? I am. I done pulled up to the wrong goddamn house.
Shit, I pulled up to the wrong house coming to your house. Knocked on them people's door and everything. Was ringing the doorbell, that nigga. I'm like, Carlos, this ain't your house. That nigga said, man, you better get the fuck off them people's porch, nigga. I'm like, oh, my bad.
Yeah. The 85 South Show. You already know who this podcast is for.
Who is for?
It's for the ladies who don't have no lingerie. Just regular panties and t-shirts.
Hey. Whoever.
That's her right there.
Yep.
I don't expect nothing less from you.
I know them two.
She walk
right
around
there.
The house, she just flip her titty out of shirt pocket.
Hey, it's in the cup. Hey,
you know that couple right there, Ty, they leaning on each other in the seat. They in the seat like this.
That's who you got. That's who you got to find to be with.
We're singing and we're calling.
Which one are you talking about? Them right there?
The one that in the corner right there. The bald head dude on the edge and his girl right there beside my man with the white
Maxine
shirt on.
Maxine and St. Clair right there.
Look at the white lady snitching. Yeah, them two. Those.
White lady, Overton. Love to tell. He's talking about them right there.
Overton and St. Clair.
Ah. Everybody in this bitch. Shout out to my third row niggas. I'm talking about the people who on the very last row in the whole theater.
The last row.
They're the motherfuckers who couldn't decide if they was coming or not.
Somebody knows it bleeding.
In the last row. Look at the nigga in the last row. I see you, nigga. That nigga,
You get this. You can feel the black tiredness, like black tiredness sweep the room. It started with one nigga. And next thing you know, everybody has been, God damn, whoa, shit.
Who had to work today?
Yeah, damn, y'all ain't making no job right
now. Five little regular ass people. What do y'all do?
It like 9 of
them. Them niggas work for the government. Them niggas, five goddamn people.
Work at Dillard's.
Had to hit that morning shift 7 to 9. That's stupid as fuck.
I'm so tired, I'm gonna reach for your drink.
Leave my shit alone.
How many of y'all going straight to bed when you get home?
Who gon' fuck then go straight to bed? Look, that's all they can think about. God damn, I'm trying to get some pussy. Come on.
Somebody gonna be hitting it from the back and think of one of them jokes. Boy, DC stupid as hell, but.
Now, one of them niggas gonna go home and reach in the closet and be like, shit.
Make some noise if you in here with your lady tonight.
Do me
a favor, bro. If y'all enjoyed this show together, suck her titty on the way home. I'm talking about just at a red light, just stop and lean over and suck the titty. And pull off.
And ladies, if you got a big dude like that, suck his titty on the way home. There you go. Do something real different.
She stood
Look
up.
Look at that nigga. That nigga stood up. He ready to get his
own freak ass nigga. Yeah.
Hell. That's what I'm talking about.
Sit your freak ass down, Charles. Fuck girl with you.
Nigga want his titty lick. Why you get your nasty ass off?
Man, yeah. You forgot his back.
Much love to all the ladies who don't got no ass, but you still know how to twerk. It's too many, y'all. I ain't expecting me that goddamn
You gonna break your tailbone trying to shake that little ass.
Shaking number thighs. Just... Oh, that bitch having a seizure over there. Somebody.
Yeah. Much love to all the homeless niggas. You don't look homeless, but you live with somebody. Get your shit together.
One
shit got quiet. Niggas ain't on no leases.
Niggas is sleepy. That's what it is. Y'all wake y'all ass up in Durham, nigga. Y'all ain't got shit to do when you leave here, but try to be safe. That's all you can do in Durham is try to be safe. That's what you say in Durham. All right, baby, y'all be safe now. All right, now.
Hey, hey. Before you get in that car, be safe.
Be safe, baby.
I love you.
Love you too, baby.
People in the back.
Yeah. Shout out to all the people in here that are not couples, but y'all fucking like that. Without y'all, none of this shit is possible. Every other weekend, y'all sneak into a different show, and we appreciate that. That shit be happening. We'll be taking the pictures. The ladies will come up and be like, this ain't my other nigga. Don't say nothing.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. We already
sexually harassed when they be taking pictures with us. Lord.
You got sexually harassed?
Boy, hell
Hold
yeah.
up. Stop. They need to hear this. Tell your story, bro. What the fuck happened?
Hey.
But you got that bitch voice recorded or something? But nah, we taking pictures, right? DC said something hilarious. He likes to do this impression of Urkelbot. It's a family member. The Urkelbot. Well, do it one time, DC.
Oh, Urkelbot.
So I'm laughing at this nigga doing Urkelbot. I turn around and laugh. This lady walk up behind me and grab me from behind, whole dick and balls, and start going like this. I'm like, she's trying to fuck me, man. What is going on? Sexually harass the shit out of me. I'm like, me too. What is wrong with you?
Bro, I'm literally shaking right
saw
now.
Saw it. Saw it.
I'm triggered.
Why?
Because I know that really hurt, bro. When she grabbed you from the, she grabbed you from the back to the front.
And you were standing right there.
And lifted the whole dick and balls up.
I remember.
I don't know about you, but when somebody lifts my balls up, I feel too vulnerable.
Listen, and then the crazy part about this is
because my balls
story.
Don't go up. That shit supposed to hang down. Don't lift my shit up like you about to put a new diaper on
then
me.
Then this
don't
a true story. Like after she did the shit, her boyfriend walked over and was like, yeah, man, I fuck with y'all. I'm like, nigga, what do y'all have going on? What type of freaky
that,
shit y'all
that shit
into?
Fucked me up. Because like he said, I was doing my Urkelbot shit. I was like, Urkelbot. And then I seen it. I'm like, oh, this bitch is tripping.
No, no, the fuck he, I no, didn't like it.
I swear that nigga turned around. I ain't never seen that nigga ready to fight somebody.
Bitch. Fuck is wrong with you? Don't sexually harass me. She I have like, to give you consent husband. To touch my dick. Now, if I give you consent,
you gotta
grab
give,
away.
Much love to all the ladies giving consent.
Hey, we mama. Listen, listen, mama.
Talking about verbal.
We know you, bitch. We know.
You are the VIP of the night. Hey, we know you fucking with everything. Hey.
That little dude is stupid, bro.
All right, we about to let y'all tired ass niggas go lay down, so you keep...
No, we not. So fuck it. That's only part two.
You, oh, you ain't ready to go. Well, hey.
She like, keep them thing rolling, huh?
Hey, well, hey, look, ma'am, if just because you ain't tired, just the rest of these, look around you. Look around. Just turn around and look around. Do you see that somberness? These Love niggas got to sleep on their mind right now. Somebody, ain't, what you say, nigga? Get this nigga.
Hey, company bitches done took their lace front off. They like, fuck this shit. I am cute and now I'm ready to go home. Let's
hey,
bro. It.
Look. Y'all, look. They gave us a trophy for selling this bitch out.
So did. Y'all is part of that. This trophy because without y'all, we won't be able to get no motherfucking.
I like,
so y'all gotta make some noise for y'all motherfucking self, dog. You dead?
Whoever made this trophy freaky as fuck, why they put the nuts on the bull?
They put them on the bull, too. Nigga was in there like, yep, gotta put the nuts on. Gotta put the.
Sold out two shows. Bull City, thank y'all, man. We
appreciate y'all.
We done sold out two shows in the Bull City. Now we got this little goofy-ass bull with the nuts on it. We gonna keep this forever.
Who put nuts on this bull? They gave him a dick, too.
Now you know what I'ma do with it?
They put a dick with the head on it and everything.
You know what I'ma do? You know what I'm doing with this trophy? Hey, mama, you ever had a trophy before? You want it?
Girl, you can't give her a trophy to that lady.
No, she don't really want it. She just want me to present something like
y'all late.
Three.
Y'all late. Guess
y'all
what?
Y'all just getting here.
Show over, motherfucker.
What did you do to the white woman? Did you kidnap her? Did you hide her from somebody?
Hey, white lady, wipe your mouth off.
She just tried to show me a titty on the low. Come on.
Stop playing. Oh, they
got a big ass titty, though.
Gotta leave that white lady alone before we be. Charged with assault down this motherfucker. This still Durham.
Look at Auntie. She about to fall out that goddamn cubicle she got
there. This nigga stopped
playing.
What's
up, bitch?
Some what's happening the other side?
Some disco music, nigga. Everybody, if
you
can
tell
yourself,
y'all work hard for y'all money.
Why you say that?
Because every time they think we about to go, they like, nah, they ain't leave yet. I would not leave until they leave.
This shit sound like we about to go shopping at Zara, nigga.
I like that shit.
This is the shit that had that gay dude singing on it. Everyone knows the time to find your body right.
That's the wrong music right there.
I like that shit. Two sold out shows.
Two coochie cuts.
Wake y'all asses up in the Bull City.
Bull City.
Wake y'all asses up in the Bull City. Up top still live.
Up top.
Look, hold up. Hold up.
Oh,
hold up.
Wait.
Wait.
Hold up.
Oh, like, shit. Dilemma.
Yeah, yeah. The real ticket holders are here
hold
now.
Hold up. Wait. Hold up.
You the real stole. Ticket holder. She like, I told
bruh,
you.
Come sit, bruh, just come sit on the front row.
She like, I told you.
They got a
I
dilemma.
No
she like,
we
were
sitting right here.
How crazy is it that another black dude.
Hey, look. Hey, guess what? Them people right here ain't called. Y'all
yeah,
right
white
here.
Woman, get out your seat for the black woman.
Hey, sit on the front row. There you go. There
look
you
at her.
Go.
She trying to tell her, like, we was here. Grandma,
get your ass up. How you going to
sit
trying to
get
a
friend.
They're going to
sit in the front, bro.
Sit
they ain't
going to
get here.
Look, everybody in Durham woke up now. Uh-oh, violence.
Hey, man, hold the bull. Hold the bull.
They up here stealing seats. Y'all so stupid. This seat bandit.
Damn, they went to the bathroom and came back. Your seats was gone.
Whole seat was gone. She got blonde hair. She ain't playing. She like, huh, babe, hold my purse and my wig.
Where y'all come from? Y'all just showed up?
I'm going to need for you to get.
You a real low-down nigga. I appreciate you. Old scumbag nigga. Come on, let's go down there.
Hey, he a real nigga. He ain't want no smoke. He's like, hey, man, you need to get the fuck up, man. God,
that's your neighbor? Oh, really?
Who your neighbor? That's your neighbor?
I look at my man and say, little man say, that nigga lie.
That's your neighbor? Hell nah, that nigga fucking in there no neighbor. Y'all ain't never fuck? Go fuck tonight.
You lying. You lying. He done hit that.
He done hit that, but he said we. He came over there with a little bag.
That's your neighbor? You brought your neighbor to the show?
I don't believe that shit.
You bought him? Uh-oh.
Yeah, he
there it is.
Yeah, I don't believe that shit.
There it is.
Nah.
Look at all the black women. I wish I would bring my neighbor to any motherfucking thing. Cost me them goddamn money.
Something about that I ain't trusting.
I don't trust it. You see how we both naturally just moved to the other side?
Yeah, get the fuck away from over there. DC, don't fall for it. Don't fall for it.
She's trying to give me the pussy, but I'm
don't
like,
get it. Don't get it. Don't.
She's in wrong.
You're going to be fucking her. You're going to see this nigga hanging out the closet. That's right. Tear ass up, DC. We just neighbors.
Hey, DC. The only way you can fuck her is if you sing, ain't gonna let nobody turn me round, turn me round.
She don't even know what you're singing.
Turn me round.
I heard that before.
Man, we gotta get the fuck out of here, bro.
That's the new rule, black men. If you fuck a white woman, you gotta sing Negro spirituals to her while you do it. Follow the drinking gourd.
No, you gotta make her watch Hidden Colors. 1 through 5.
Make her watch it. We don't give a fuck. Sit down, bitch. Shut up.
Hey, man, we gotta get the fuck out of here. Niggas almost.
They ain't leaving, man. Look at this shit. Shit like church. Now, I done told y'all that we was about to leave. But we gotta pass the collection plate around one more time.
Yes, amen, amen. We gotta get that collection up. But see, you've been sitting in this show holding the money.
Cause they've been holding all.
Come on, DC, let him use you. Let him use you. Let him use you. Let him use you. Glory. 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 North Carolina, we love y'all, man. We
all thank y'all for coming
North
out.
North Carolina!
Come on.
We love y'all, man.
In the land.
You all know I'm here. Thank you all for coming to the 85 South Show. Give it up for the 85 South Show.
Oh, yeah, well, she got that good.
I gotta go get it.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico.
Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.